If your church does any of these 10 things, you need to get out now before it's too late. Some churches claim to follow Christ, but in reality, they twist scripture, control their members, and lead people straight into deception. Whether it's extreme legalism, toxic passivism, cult-like control, or financial manipulation, these red flags could mean you're in a spiritually dangerous place. Do not ignore these warning signs. Your faith, freedom, and even your salvation could be at stake. Let's dive into the 10 biggest church red flags you should never, ever ignore. Now here we go. Number 1, extreme legalism. Earning your way to heaven. Here's the red flag you should watch out for. The church enforces strict, unbiblical rules and teaches that salvation depends on human effort rather than God's grace. Now the trick is, they'll say it's biblical rules, so you have to do your studying. Why is it dangerous? Because it distorts the gospel and replaces Jesus' sacrifice with a performance-based religion. Here's an example. Churches that demand obedience to extra-biblical laws, like specific dress codes, dietary restrictions, or mandatory tithing for salvation. Number 2, passivism to the point of compromise. Just love everyone no matter what. Here's the red flag. The church refuses to take a stand on sin, claiming that God is love, but ignoring His justice and holiness. Now this is dangerous because this leads to moral relativism, where sin is tolerated and truth is watered down. For example, churches that support sinful lifestyles without calling for repentance avoid talking about hell or reject clear biblical doctrine to avoid offending people. Number 3, extreme exclusivity. We're the only true church. Here's the red flag. They teach that they alone have the truth and that anyone outside their denomination is either lost or inferior. But this is dangerous because it fosters cult-like control and cuts people off from the broader body of Christ. Here's an example to watch out for. Churches that reject all other Christians, claiming that God only works through their group or leader. Number 4, ostracism and shunning. Obey or be cut off. Here's the red flag. They pressure members to cut ties with friends, family, or anyone who leaves the church. Here's why it's dangerous. It fosters manipulation and emotional abuse rather than true discipleship. Here's an example to watch out for. Churches that tell members they'll be cursed or damned if they leave, or that refuse to associate with outsiders. Number 5. Hyper-charismatic or emotional manipulation, otherwise known as the Spirit says so. Here's the red flag. The focus is on feelings, visions, or unbiblical supernatural experiences rather than the scripture. And here's why it's dangerous, because it makes faith dependent on emotions instead of sound doctrine. For example, leaders who claim direct revelation from God to control people, or services full of chaotic manifestations, or an obsession with miracles over biblical teaching. Number 6, toxic prosperity gospel. Give money to get blessed. Here's the red flag. The church teaches that financial giving guarantees God's favor, wealth, or healing. But here's why it's dangerous. It turns God into a vending machine and exploits people's faith. For example, pastors living in mansions while members are pressured to give beyond their means. Number 7, a cult of personality, or the pastor is untouchable. Here's the red flag. The leader is treated as infallible, beyond questioning or above accountability. And here's why it's dangerous, because it leads to authoritarian rule and potential abuse. For example, members are expected to obey without question, and anyone who challenges leadership is punished or ostracized. Number 8, twisting scripture, or this verse means whatever we say it does. Here's the red flag. The church will cherry-pick or distort scripture to fit their own agenda. But this is dangerous because it leads people away from the true gospel and into deception. For example, churches that take verses out of context to justify abuse or false doctrine or political manipulation. Number 9, rejecting accountability, or the we answer to no one. The red flag, There is no transparency in finances, leadership, or decision-making. But it's dangerous because corruption thrives where there's no oversight. For example, churches that refuse to disclose financial records or that punish members for questioning leadership should be a clear red flag. And finally, number 10, perhaps the most common, promoting fear and control. If you leave, you will be cursed. The red flag? The church uses fear tactics to keep members from questioning or leaving. But this is dangerous because it's spiritual abuse and goes against the freedom found in Christ. And you can recognize these congregations by their teachings that leaving the church will result in divine punishment, poverty, or demonic attacks. So you see, if your church does even one of these things consistently, it's time to ask serious questions. If it does several, get out now. A healthy church teaches biblical truth, promotes love and accountability, and leads people to Jesus, not into manipulation, fear, or legalism. If you're watching this video, I know it might be tough. You might be thinking to yourself, but I can't. But here's the truth. If you have to even ask yourself, something is just not right, and you're on the right path. If you had some bad experiences or you're struggling with something, leave something in the comments below. And as always, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.